Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Can you hear this rain? It's like intense.
I can.
Holy smokes.
And maybe so can the listeners. We are live. It is the Talking Yanks pregame show. It's raining in Denver and Jake is scared. And then the skies opened up and God said, I hate you, Alfalfa.
Did you see that lightning and then hear that thunder? That was intense, man. We're going through some shit out here.
The lightning and the thunder. The lightning,
like, you'll see it in a minute. Like, the next time there's a flash on the screen, it's not my normal flash. It's the lightning. So, FYI on my end and potentially on Noodle's end, because, spoiler, he's a dog, and they tend not to like that.
Do you think there's anyone, like a flasher who only flashes when lightning flashes?
Only flashes when lightning flashes. The flashing flasher. No.
Like the town pervert. But it's only, oh, fuck, it's lightning out. Don't stop at this stop sign. You're going to get flashed.
Yeah, I don't know, Jim.
All right. That'd be a cool calling card.
Yeah, it would be. You're right.
That sounds like some high school legend. Some town should have that.
All right. Somebody once told me. The world was gonna own me.
That you looked like a boyfriend that I had last February.
In February of last. How are you doing, Jim?
Good. Late nights. Late nights games. I don't know. I'm doing all right. Dude, someone said this on Twitter, and you gotta quit claiming these are late night games for you. They start at 8 p.m.
That's the joke. I'm messing with everyone.
Okay. All right. I didn't know.
Yeah. Come on, man. No, last night was funny because, I mean, the game ended, I want to say, like 10:30 my time. But no, everyone was coming out because there was the fake bicker debate of, oh, well, the real fans stayed up. If you missed this one, I guess you're not one. It's like, you know what? You could still be a pretty good fan of the Yankees and miss a game if you have to because it's the world. So yeah, I was just poking the bear because everyone was being so ridiculous. But I fall asleep on my couch last night.
I didn't see any of that. But if you ever tell someone else they're not a real fan because of blank, 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 just right. Let it know that you suck.
Right.
You're the loser in that argument. Like, what am I going to walk over my grandma? That, Grams, you fell asleep? Yeah.
Because we interact with a lot of people. I mean, if they said something like, if someone said, hey, don't ever, you know, hopefully Giancarlo doesn't come back because that guy ruins the team. I think you could spin it and say like, oh, you're kind of not a fan.
No, I mean, you're just a fan with a crazy negative point of view. Like, I talk with people on Twitter that watch every single game, but they hate the Yankees, basically, and they think they're doomed. They still watch every single game. That makes them a fan.
Oh, now you're saying you have to watch every game to be a fan? I don't know. It gets really tricky, Jim. I don't want to go down those lines.
I don't care.
Who's playing for those Yanks today? How was your day? I haven't seen that pretty face.
I did a lot of breakdowns today.
Breakdown.
My day was good. Just trying to get some work done. Meetings. Back-end stuff. I lost intern Luke today.
Oh, damn.
So it was kind of a sad day. He's driving back to school. And, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to be wading in the water, drowning without him now.
Yeah. So, how'd the squirrel breakdown go?
I have my favorite joke of mine in it.
Okay.
Ever. Not ever. But I don't think I saw anyone, like, replying the joke or whatever. But I was tickled by myself after I said it.
Did that squirrel's run? Because that squirrel's run was amazing.
Nah, I just said that, like, well, here comes Nelson Cruz. He used to collect squirrels, so he gets a hit.
Nice.
And then Rosario goes up, and I go, and here's Rosario. His nickname was Squirrel from ages 2 to 4.
Right.
And When I listened back, I didn't plan those jokes. When I listened back, I lost it. I was like,
went squirrel themed. Okay.
So I didn't see anyone liking that. I saw someone like, he used to collect squirrels, question mark.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I saw that one. Lightning right in your face.
Pretty crazy. Thunder should follow. There it is. Yeah. Cool. Wow.
You got to count and then you find out how close it is. It was pretty close. That was only like 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That means it's 10 miles. That means it's 10 miles away.
No, I got hit.
Oh, shit. DJ LeMahieu's leading off playing first base. Aaron Judge batting second playing right field. Gary Sanchez in the three hole and behind the dish squatting all night. Gio the God cleaning up playing third base. Didi Gregorius at short. Gleyber Torres at second. Mikey Talkman in center field. Cameron Maybin in left field. Ford DHing. Womp, womp, womp. And Happer on the mound. When I read the lineup today, Jake, Ford and then Hap, I was fine. And then Ford hit me and I was like, damn, still doing Ford. And then Hap hit and I was like, damn, Hap still gets the ball every 5 days. So I think I didn't realize how kind of over Hap I was. Like I said, when we were playing the Orioles and the Blue Jays, I kept saying, Hap has no bearing in the playoffs, so Hap losing, who cares? But now we're playing Oakland, and I really want to win this game because we just lost last night, and Oakland's a good team. So it's kind of a bummer to have Hap on the mound for this game, IMO. And the omissions are Romine, Gardner, and Wade. Gardner had an ingrown toenail removed, or hair, something like that. Toenail removed, so he's out.
Toenail makes sense. The Hap thing's interesting, and I guess we might as well do this because it can't be the what to watch for, even though it is the what to watch for. I'll give you positive spins. Hey, if Hap wanted to earn back some good graces, this would be a start to do it. Hap, people put the ball in the air. If we could get a couple foul outs from Hap, there's a spin. Oh, storm's getting close. But heading down the hatches, Noodle. So that's the spin zone. And the negative is, okay, he goes out and he bees J-Hap, and we're like, well, that's what we expect. So I don't know. I don't think J-Hap can hurt our souls too much today, but maybe he'll test that. And Ford is Ford. I don't know. Like, he's still going to give a decent at-bat, just the result is normally blah.
Yeah. Yeah. What a turnaround last year, Jake, when Hap pitched in Oakland. Do you remember that game?
Happer in Oakland, vaguely.
It was his seventh start as a Yankee, and every start before then had been good. He went six innings pitch versus the A's, two hits, one earned run, and he hit a guy, and everyone thought it was on purpose. And he was just, like, cruising. Hap was our best pitcher at the end of the year. And what a difference this year is. I don't know. But he does have a history versus some of the hitters. That's good.
That is good. I don't know. Happer, surprise us, man. That would be fantastic.
His last start was five innings pitch, 200 runs versus Baltimore. I don't know. We'll see, man. Let's see what this who's hitting today for the A's, and I'll let you know what they got against Hap.
Who's hitting today for the Oakland Athletics? Marcus Semien having a very quality year for them at shortstop.
Crushes Hap.
Speaking of good chaps, how about Matt Chapman playing third base? Oh, and the Mats, Matt Olson, the first baseman. How much was he in Domingo's head last night? Mark Canna, he can. He'll be playing center field. Chad Pinder in left. Steven Piscotty, your right fielder. Chris Davis in a bad way. DH, and he slides down another spot in the lineup. Jurickson Profar, Curacao. You've been scouting his brother. He'll be playing second base. And Josh Fegley will be your catcher for Giancarlo Stanton's friend, Mark Fiers.
Fiers! Fire in the hole!
Fire in the mountain!
Well, the whole mountain?
Imagine? It's intense.
They call those volcanoes.
Isn't the Amazon on fire right now? I saw a bunch of Instas and tweets about that.
Bits and pieces, you know, people are always campfires and, you know, stoves.
Stoves.
Marcus Simeon. So they're running out all the A's. M.A. Right. Simeon, M.A. Chapman, M.A. Olson, M.A. Khanna. That's bullshit. Like, we have the G squad.
The Ma squad.
Don't try and do a Ma squad on us. We're the name people. Cocksuckers. Anyway, Marcus Simeon has good numbers versus Hap. 421 batting average and 20 plate appearances with 2 home runs. But Josh Fegley, 0 for 16. I mean, 3 for 16. So, eat shit, Fakes. In your face. Chris Davis, 0 for 13 against Hap. Yikes.
Do you believe in do?
Do you believe in do?
Because his at-bats were oogly yesterday.
Yeah, they were. They were. All right, so then you got Fires on the other side. He used his pine tar, and he threw a no-hitter this year. And let's see, who's got the most amount of hits? Cameron Maben, good numbers off of him.
How about that? Good three. Time for Guardy to have an ingrown toenail, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Aaron Judge. Hold on. We have so many people on the IL, it's hard to do this. Aaron Judge has hit a home run off of Fires, and so has Gary Sanchez. And they're both playing today and have homered yesterday. That's good.
Yeah, and it looks like Fires, he got touched up in his last start against Houston, so that'll happen. 6 innings pitched, 5 earned runs. So not atrocious, but, I mean, Houston got to him. Start before that at the White Sox, he shut them out for 7 innings. Before that, St. Louis, 5.21 earned run. So he's having a decent August. He's having a decent year. And, Jimmy, as I go through these box scores, he hasn't really had a blow-up start. I mentioned the Houston start, which isn't great. He hasn't had a blow-up start since about April 20th. So he's just been steady as they go.
Well, I'll take 6 innings. I'll take 5 runs in 6 innings.
Oh, we'll take that, Jim.
He's the Yankees haven't really rocked him. The last 2 What's that?
There's not another start you take besides that one until April 20th.
Yeah. He hasn't faced the Yankees this year. Last year he had 2 good outings and 1 bad against them. I don't know. Don't rule him out. Like I was trying to warn about Bailey yesterday.
Yeah.
Don't rule him out.
Bailey Cream is beige. Well, and the Yankees had their opportunities, Jim. They just couldn't get the hit with runners in scoring position. I mean, that was a classic baseball game where the Yankees were doing everything they wanted to. They just were 2 hits away from getting the backbreaker. And then once that passed, the momentum went to Oakland. Bailey set in. His last 2 innings were easily his best innings. It was his best stuff. He was throwing filthy pitches. And the Yankees worked so hard to get that pitch count on. They got guys on base. They just never got the hit. So, I mean, good on them and tough on the Yankees. It was a little bit baseball, Susan. I mean, LeMahieu, the only way to get him out was to hit a line drive right at an outfielder. Yeah. So, it was baseball. Oakland won it. I don't know. Need Happer to give us something today, huh?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. We go to the pitching path to victory. What? How many, like, even if Hap's rolling, how many? They didn't use anyone. It was Herman de Lasagna yesterday, the old German lasagna kind of, makes.
It was a classic best-case loss for how the Yankees like to do things.
Well, it was good that Lasagna could finish the game.
Yeah.
But they got everyone available. I think you have to use Britton. You know my theory, keep Britton regular. Off day. Yesterday, he didn't pitch the game before that, so he hasn't pitched in 3 days. So get Britton out there. Get everyone out there. Like, if Hap gives you 5, I may take the ball away from him no matter what.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at that either. And I know you and I – and obviously game score and stuff matters. If Hap looks good over 5 and Yanks are up 7-1, yeah, you might give him a chance at the 6th. But no, you're right. I mean, and talk about the thing we've wanted to see more of. I mean, Hap could use a win. This would be a big start. If the Yankees have the lead after 5, get it to the 4 horsemen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my path. So, pretty simple. Got to use them. Hopefully it's close enough that we use them. What next? It's not a homer derby. It's not a homer. It's not a homer draft already, is it?
It kind of feels like it is, Jim.
Do you have a what to watch for? We kind of missed like what to watch for. Judge again. I called the judge was going to hit a home run yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said he was going to pull it, but I said like he was going to unload on one.
Yeah.
I loved his post game where he was like, "Why does that matter?"
Yeah.
It's like
home run is a home run is a home run. You know what though? I know Judge is doing that and like he's mostly right, but it is good other teams know he can still do that. You know what I'm saying?
Like I think they can. That's why they pitch him outside.
Yeah, but I mean they hadn't seen it, you know? And with the oblique injury and all that, I think it is good. I mean, it really doesn't matter, but it's good that pitchers know he could still do that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, maybe it was just bad Yankees Twitter, but there was a lot of rumors and people saying he couldn't do that. So now that it's out there, it's out there.
I had someone DM me and say, "Do you think D.D. Gregorius is going to get benched for the postseason?" And right. He said this is a conversation going on Twitter, and I was like, "What?" So now my what to watch for is D.D. because I don't want to be asked that.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll go bottoms up, Jim. I believe in the guys. Laboring up. Talkman was in a bad way. He guessed on a first pitch fastball yesterday and got it. Hopefully that can spark him. Cameron Maben, the good numbers against Fires. Good things happen when Cameron Maben's around the baseball. And Mike Ford, man, give us something, Mikey. If you can get on base, if Mike Ford can get on base twice tonight in front of LeMahieu Judge, that changes the whole outlook of this game. So I give me something from the bottom.
Okay.
Put that on the soundboard.
Wow. Give me something from the bottom.
Give me something from the bottom.
Just did it.
That sounds like that feels like it would be a good line in like a country song or something. Instead of like top shelf liquor. I walked in there. I told that bartender, "Hey, give me something from the bottom."
Some Ghost Cast just said they want me to come on Ghost Cast. What's Ghost Cast?
You're misreading it. It's ghost cats. Basically, you get haunted out by a bunch of ghost cats for the rest of your life. So you're signed up.
I'm out.
You're in.
That. I'm out. Don't want any part. What's your what to watch for? Mine's Dee Dee.
I said the whole bottom of the line. I mean, you just ignored it again. So.
Oh, yeah. You just wanted some bottom love, some butt.
Well, okay. Now that's... My country song was beautiful. You totally ignore that. You were thinking about ghost cats.
No, your country song was good. Give me something from the bottom.
It's good, right?
Yeah. For like a sad, depressed loser.
The bartender looked at me, said, "Let me give you some of this Johnny Blue." I looked right back. I told him and I said, "Give me something from the bottom."
So I drank the mop water.
And then my guy, John Boy, he was haunted by those cats for the rest of his life. It's a country song.
What the fuck, man?
It's a country song.
I'm out on the cats.
And when you give me something from that bottom, let's do the homer draft.
Homer draft, it's the homer draft. Jake and I both got on the board yesterday.
Yeah. That first and second picks in the draft. That's hey.
I told you I was feeling a Judge homer, and Gary.
It's really good, really Gary's ballsy up by of us taking Judge and Gary Sanchez to hit the home runs. But
Judge,
we did it.
Judge was somewhat of a ballsy pick.
Nah.
Yeah, a lot of people said he would never hit a home run the rest of his life.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I said a lot of people.
People are talking. All
Who's
right.
Your pick? You get to go first.
Game two. I am up first in the draft. Ooh, who could it be, this animal that I did see? I think we missed him yesterday, even though he didn't get one, and I'll put it as you're what to watch for. Give me D.D. Gregorius.
Okay. Jake's taking D.D., baited him into that one.
Yep.
Wow.
Baited me into two home runs. That's pretty nice.
Oh, I'm taking Gio. No, I took Gio yesterday, so I cannot Whoa. Take him. I'm taking Gleyber. Time to put it on display, Gleybay Bay. Hey, I'm in the DJ taking photos with the DJ. Hey, baby. I'm so drunk on the dance floor, I fall and can't get up. Hey, baby.
Mm.
It's Hurricane Chris for you guys.
You gotta let that out more.
Yeah.
Hurricane Chris is in Denver right now. Who's your second pick?
Do you know Monet Davis is getting like a ton of shine on the Little League World Series? She's doing color Every commentating year. On the kids. They have a kids broadcast, and she's doing color commentating. And it's crazy how big of a celebrity she is.
It's awesome. She's going to run the world. She's one of my favorites. I can't wait to interview her on Talking Baseball.
I don't think it's... Well, okay. I'm taking Gleyber and... You know what? Give me Talk Daddy in a
okay.
He's in a bit of a slump. People are like, regression. I told you that guy sucks. Give me Philip Dale back. I don't want it to happen.
Okay. Yeah, I had a nice moment talking to myself last night where I was like, man, Talkman's in a bad way. This guy's starting to cruise. Like, I think he just guessed fastball and swing, and that's a first pitch fastball. He brought it right back up the middle. I'm a hitting expert, I guess. Jim, with my second
swing pick, at fastballs.
With my second pick, I'm going to take Aaron Judge.
I love it, Jake.
West Coast Judge, baby.
I have something to tell the people. We have a Google sheet that I keep track of the homer draft in, and Jake's second column. No matter what I do, when I type the name, it comes up in purple, and I fucking hate it. And I've changed the whole row to be black countless times. And every time I enter their name, it comes up purple. And it pisses me off. And just wanted to let you guys know, for 130 games now, I've been battling this. And I
Are
haven't
you
let
saying
you in on it.
Google sheep?
Have you ever Googled sheep before? Nothing yes. but pictures of sheep.
The sheep lamb thing?
Yeah. Tell it to Oprah.
One day.
Eat my shorts.
No. Never again.
You didn't even look at them.
What do you think the over-under is of this baseball matchup?
I think they're going to bump it up to 10. It was 9.5 yesterday. Lesser pitchers on the bump today. Well, Fires has been good for them, but Hap hasn't. But the under hit yesterday, so they're not going to go crazy higher. I think they're just going to bump it up to 10. But I think it should be 10.5.
I like the 10. I'll go 9.5 for funsie for the kids at home. They say if he's even, he's leaving.
Even Stevens, good show.
9.5.
They left it?
Yeah.
I'm taking the over. I don't believe in Hap. I think our offense is going to have to do big things.
Hap surprises. Fires kind of has a number against us. Rested bullpen under me.
Okay. All right, let's go to the chat. Mr. Pizza Face wants to know, what about Glaber's excessive pine tar use? I don't know what you're talking about. Where does Gleyber use pine tar? On the bat?
Like, check out.
Doesn't everybody?
Check out, what's his name on the Dodgers? Josh Turner? Doesn't he cover his back in pine tar every game from his bat?
Yeah, so does Cano. Like, that resting on the shoulder area is always just, like, full.
Hasn't been noticeable to us. We watch every game.
What about, I'm really good with Google Sheets. If you want to add me to it, I can try to see if I can fix it. Maybe. Thank you, Nicholas. Mr. Pizza Face says, yes, it was on his bat. Is this like the first day Jake didn't comb his hair with a piece of fish?
Okay. Glad to see.
Answer
my
the
mother
question.
Has found the chat.
Answer the question. You usually comb your hair with a piece of fish, right?
Today is not the first day.
Why is your hair combed nice? You went outside today?
It's not really. I showered.
You've been doing Richard Simmons a lot lately.
Well, it's, I mean, it's how it comes out. I mean, that's why we usually go between hats and not hats. I mean, that's kind of your rule. If you have, if your hair is cleaned up, you throw on a hat. If it's not, or if it's not, you throw on a hat. If it's looking good, you're there. Oh my god,
My hair is super long. You seen this?
Yeah,
it's never hasn't been this long, and it's just out of pure laziness.
Looking fishy. Yeah, I don't know. I think in our
I don't have greasy hair.
In our current careers, your hair's looking greasy. I think in our current careers, hygiene has been thrown on the back burner slightly.
I shower twice a day. Don't lump me into that.
Oh, no. Showering is fine, but I mean, doing hair product and like making yourself up to go outside and stuff, we do none of that.
I never use hair products, really, but yeah. I'm a hat guy. True and true. Whoa, congrats, Jake, on the shower, says Tom Davis.
Thank you.
Thank you. How can we expect any success in the postseason when everyone has hitting and pitching and the Yanks just have hitting? Pitching's better than people... Or playoff pitching's better than your people like to say.
If the Yankees have a lead in the fourth inning of a baseball game, they're the most dangerous team in the playoffs.
Yeah. And also, like, the pitching's not as bad as people like to think it is. Like, the season-long ERA might be, but
whatever. Yeah, I mean, the Haps all the way to Cortez to Chance Adams, those guys don't pitch in the playoffs. That's not how this works.
Three starters in the bullpen. Yanks ain't that bad off when it comes to
Herman's that. Road numbers are pretty wild, but hey, start him at home. Problem solved.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know, because I think it's a little bit of mental stuff. I think it's a little bit fluky. Like, he was about to have a clean, nice first inning. His stuff looked good. And then he tried to just sneak a kind of lazy fastball in against Olsen. He cranked it. And then he left that – I think the next batter was he left a changeup that was kind of a juice ball homer, a changeup away that went opposite field from Canna. So I don't know. It kind of was what it was. He kind of settled back in for a little bit. If the Yankees offense had put anything together, you would have got Domingo out of there after battling through five innings. So I don't know. I think it's one of those things that you're going to end up looking at, and however the playoffs line up, you're just going to want to get Domingo's first playoff start at home.
Yeah, it's true. I agree. There was something on here I want to read. Just Judge was a little terse with Meredith in the post game. Did you watch that video I posted?
Yep.
It was the most Jeter soundbite. I wonder if Judge knows how much his answers are straight out of the Jeter playbook. Like, that was Jeter responding to Kim Jones to a T. The kind of combative, but like, it's not a problem. I wish you guys would stop talking about this all through, like, kind of just like tone and nothing. It is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I bet I wouldn't be surprised if it's if it's more connected than we think. Like, it's not just like we found another guy that's just like him. No, I think when Judge kind of became a star, I bet the Yankees PR put him through the rigmarole, and I bet he put himself through the rigmarole. How do I navigate this the best way? Let me look at the guy that did it.
Yeah. I wonder like how Judge views Jeter in his head. Cause he, you know what I mean? Like, does he just view him as like, oh, I gotta live, like Mickey Mantle didn't like Joe DiMaggio because he didn't want to have to live up to Joe DiMaggio nonstop. And Joe D was a dick to him. I don't think Jeter was a dick to Judge. But I wonder how he thinks of him in his head. Because the comparisons aren't going to end.
We'll ask him on Talking Baseball.
We'll ask him. We'll get him on Talking Yanks even.
Maybe both.
All right. That's the end of the pregame show. Thank you guys for listening. Jake, hit him with your last words that you always say.
Bottom shelf. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.